This beautiful reservoir of water is commonly known as Krishna Kund, although the local Brijabasis call it by the name Radha Srovar, the lake of Srimati Radharani. It is one of the favorite bathing places of the daughter of Rishabhanu Maharaj and her gopi friends. This particular village is called Chikshali. It is the birthplace and eternal home of Chitrasakhi, one of the eight principal gopi maidservants of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Very charming environment here. Especially, we read about Vrindavan in the scriptures, that in the bathing ghats, the steps are decorated with jewels. Today we are seeing with our own eyes saffron jewels and green covered jewels, yellow covered jewels, all different varieties of dresses upon the 1,000 shining jewels. Just in the top of this hill is Morkuti. It is one of the very, very holy places of Bharasana. It is explained that one time Krishna awakened Srimati Radharani's anger. On this hill called Manmandir, she would not look at him, she would not speak to him, for the reason of increasing Krishna's love. So when Krishna tried everything and anything to attract her attention, he devised a transcendental plan. He came to this hill, and he took the form of a peacock and danced. And Srimati Radharani from Manmandir was seeing her beloved Gopinath dancing. How he danced! No peacock in all of Vrindavan could dance so artistically as this particular peacock. She recognized it was Krishna, and she began to laugh. Thus, her anger was broken. Then she came across the valley and climbed the hill and assumed the form of a peahen. And together Radha and Krishna danced as peacocks. Just hear these special effects. You can hear all the peacocks? I think you'll be more purified listening to them than me. Thousands of years later, there was a great devotee who was blind. He could not see. He was living on that hill, and he dedicated his life to serving Radha and Krishna, dancing as peacocks, and longed for that vision year after year after year, doing his bhajan, prayer, chanting the holy names. So Sri Radharani appeared to him in dream and told him, "I will give you darshan of the peacock dance. However, whatever you see, you should paint so that the world will be able to have this darshan. He said, I am blind. I cannot see. Where will I get paintbrush? Where will I get paints? Where will I get canvas to paint on? At that time, Barsana was a very, very secluded jungle. There was no bazaars. So Sri Radharani told him that you just try and I will, by my mercy, make all arrangements. This is very important. What is impossible becomes possible if we have faith. In the Damodar Lila, the rope that Yashoda Maya was trying to put around Krishna was always two fingers too short. Some of our acharyas describe these two fingers represent one's sincere devotional endeavor and the mercy of Krishna. We must endeavor, but we must understand without mercy we cannot succeed. But as it is said, God helps those who help themselves. So he had faith. He started just feeling in the ground, and there he found what to make paintbrushes from, and he started feeling on trees, and Sri Radharani just arranged for him to make canvas, and he started finding herbs and dyes and making paints. And when everything was ready, the peacock dance was revealed to him. And as he was seeing it, he was painting it. And that painting is still on the temple today, giving darshan. Some of the local Brijavasis have told me the story that about less than 100 years ago, there was a great devotee living at Morkuti. Betty's pure heart. And this was a deadly jungle. There was lions roaming. One particular lion lived in a cave just under him. And he used to, day and night, hear the chanting of the holy name and beautiful bhajans and kirtans. The lion became so much purified that he came up and surrendered to him. Placed his head on the great devotee's feet. So the devotee actually accepted him as a disciple. He became a brahmachari. Very, very strict brahmachari. More strict than any brahmacharis I know. He would go out and do madhukari, begging for his guru. He would go door to door to these villages. Some of the Brijavasis we know very well, they tell us that their grandfathers' grandfathers told them the story. Many, many. The lion had a bag around his neck that said Madhukari. And he would come to the door, and he would knock on the door and very gently growl. And the people would come and they'd be very frightened. But he would look at them with such humility that they would put roti in the bag. And when the bag was filled up with rotis, he went up on the hill and he delivered the bag to his Guru Maharaj. He would not take one grain of roti until it was his Guru Maharaj's prasad. And on Ekadasi, his Guru fasted. Lion Brahmachari also fasted. This is the power of Barsana Dham. This is the type of place we can sit for many hours and many days. But the sun is setting. Before it becomes too dark, we'll have kirtan through the very beautiful groves of Gaparvan. Then we will go up the hill, along the top of the mountain, to Manmandir. There we will have kirtan and bhajans and come down. And some of the very, very loving, genuine, devoted Vrijabhasis have cooked prasad, roti, sabji, and sweets for all of us. Just one family. For them to cook for 1,000 people is just their daily life. Because they are from this house and Manmandir, there is a parikrama. It's been going on for some years. 99% are just Vrijabhasis that go on this. It's a 6-week parikrama. And there's 3,000 people. And all the cooking is done in this people's house. Haribol. So they insisted, let us cook. We said, no, too much trouble. Just give us one little thing. They said, we will give you one little thing. A plate of roti, sabji, and sweets. That is their one little thing. The Vrijabhasi spirit is so simple. It's simply to serve and to chant the holy names of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Day and night in that little house, all that ever happens is they're constantly chanting kirtans and constantly cooking for anybody that comes. Full prasad. And they're very poor, simple people. But Sri Radharani arranges the fulfillment of their desire simply to serve. This is the spirit of Vrindavan. There's another story that took place here. One time, Krishna and gopis were stealing butter from the homes of the gopis of Chikshali, Barasana. And one gopi thought, I'm going to catch Krishna today. So as he snuck in the house, and he was stealing butter, and she locked all the doors. And then when she started coming through a back door, they were trying to escape, but they couldn't. There was one window way up high. So Krishna and gopis jumped through that window and got out. However, one gopa, Madhu Mangal, Brahman, very much eager to taste prasad. In the eternal world, we see him offering Krishna a plate of laddus. And whatever Krishna doesn't eat, he has the remnants. So, Madhu Mangal, because of eating so much laddus, he couldn't fit through the window. He got halfway through and got stuck. He couldn't either go forward or backward. So, the gopi, she came with stick, and there she saw his legs just flapping. So they took him out. All gopis got around him. They took him out and said, today we are going to punish you. So they took him to one of these trees, and they tied a rope to his sika and threw it over a branch and started pulling it. So he was crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Kanaya, Kanaya, save me, save me. So Krishna also, he always responds to the helpless crying of his devotee. Hearing his holy name chanted, he ran to the place and he saw the situation. And he told gopis that Madhu Mangal is Brahman, you are performing Brahman aparad. This is very bad. So they were very much in order to please Krishna. They were feeling very much laughing in a sorrowful way. That what should we do to atone for this Brahman aparad? He said, you should get every single ladu in all of Barsana Dham, and you should give it to Madhu Mangal. So all gopis brought all the laddus from their house. There were tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands of laddus brought. And he was just eating them and eating them and eating them. And he was sitting right where this nice asana is, the throne. That's where he was sitting and honoring laddus and sharing them with Krishna and all the gopas. And it was a very joyous festival. Hare Krishna. Now, this kirtan will be very special at this very holy time of the day in this holy place. We should see through the vision of the great souls. We should see through the eyes of the scripture. These trees are Kalpa Vriksha trees. Devotees embrace the trees of Vrajadham and pray for pure devotional service. And if we offer that prayer with a sincere and honest heart, then the divine trees of Vraja can bestow upon us that benediction. Hare Krishna.